Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 259, should you bring clients onto your internal communications platform? Is this a yay or a nay? We're going to talk about it today. We're going to go over the pros and the cons of why you may want to consider it and why you may not want to consider it. And we'll also share with you what we each do internally for our client projects and stuff. So, Tim, you want to get us kicked off today?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing I do want to say is to keep the episode topic shorter, we just said internal communication platforms, but that kind of includes project management platforms as well. Just want to be clear about that. So yeah, let's do, David, we'll do one pro and one con each.
Yeah,
we'll start good. With the pros. Yeah. So I think a pro of bringing them onto your platforms, specifically this first one here with project management, is the client can track the progress of the projects in your project management tool, whether you're using Asana, Basecamp, whatever. And so, they can see what's happening and see that you're actually getting work done rather than just kind of being in the dark and have to, constantly be emailing you, just, see what's happening with their project. So that's the first thing, a positive.
Do we want to do the other positive and then go into the negatives, or you want me to do a negative?
Your choice.
I'm going con.
Let's go con. Nice.
You're going to be the good guy. I'm going to be the bad guy in this episode.
There we go. I like it.
One of the cons of bringing them into your internal communications platform is they may not know it. They may have never used it before. Even though it's easy peasy for you and your team, it's a new tool that they have to learn. So you're going to have to allocate a certain amount of bandwidth to teach these new clients and stuff to utilize your tools and stuff. And is that really the most efficient use of your time teaching clients new tools and stuff? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So that's just one of the cons.
Yeah, great point. Yeah, and I think what could come into play there is how large the project is, how long it's going to take and so forth, whether it's worth, giving them that training. If it's a quick 5-page website, probably not worth it.
Tim, I thought you were the good guy in this episode.
Sorry,
man.
I'm the good guy. That's right. Let's come back to the next pro for why it might be worth bringing them onto your internal platforms. The next one is they can communicate with you and your team without long, confusing email threads. So if you've been doing client work for a while and you're doing the project management and communicating with the client, man, those email threads get very long. And so I have a project right now that's getting wrapped up, and the client, I don't have just one point of contact. That's another discussion. Don't recommend having many points of contact, but I have several people emailing me like, hey, different questions, and it's all part of one massive email thread, and it's very confusing. And in reality, normally what I enforce is only having one point of contact, and everything goes to that one person to avoid what I'm talking about here. But in general, you can have that happen even if you do have one point of contact where there's just a long email thread and things, even though you have that paper trail to have to search through your email, it can get very annoying. And so using something like Slack for communication keeps everything in one place. It's organized. Slack has a great search function as well, and you can find stuff, and you don't have to, you can get away from that email inbox.
I think Tim likes being the bad guy time to time, because sounded almost like he was going into some cons there in the middle of his pros.
Yeah. Very true.
One of the other cons we have here is you may be giving them too much information on project details. You open yourself up for, you may be familiar with the term a backseat driver.
Yeah.
We're going to call this one the over-the-shoulder designer. I can't tell you how many times when you've, got a client engaged with your team and stuff, and as they're following you along in the project and stuff, they all of a sudden start wanting to give their opinion. You know, oh, can we move this here? Can we move that here? Which can really, really be disruptive in your workflow and stuff. So, yeah, these are just some of the pros and cons that we see of why you may want to do. Now we're going to share with us what we do. So, Tim, why don't you go first?
Yeah, so I have never brought a client into project management platform. Basically for a lot of the reasons, David, that you just mentioned with the over-the-shoulder designer, where the client is seeing every little detail and they're bringing stuff up, that's not really, the point of that particular point in the project. And I just don't like them seeing that part of the process. I would rather be able to control, what they see and when. And so I've never brought them onto project management. However, I have brought them onto my Slack, and that has been useful so that you don't have that long, confusing email thread, like I mentioned. So for me, that's kind of where I stand, where bring them onto Slack if it's going to be, kind of ongoing communication, for a larger project, so you don't have to, have them in your email inbox. But yeah, personally, I don't like the idea of bringing them onto project management.
We're very similar. We differ in one area, and I may help streamline Tim's workflow here today. So we don't bring them in the project management either, because the same reasons that Tim talked about, I won't reiterate them. We don't like backseat drivers.
Yeah.
We want to control the amount of information, when they see their presentation of when, we want them to see that when we want them to see that. The one thing we do differently is we use Slack also for internal communications. And if you're not using Slack, you need to be using Slack. It is phenomenal. It's an email killer. We create a new Slack for every client. Slack is free. It's very easy. If you're using the desktop app, you can add another Slack, instance to your desktop app, which I use the desktop app. So, for example, we've got a client. Oh, what's the name of? Now I can't even remember my client's name that I was going to use. Oh, well, no big deal. We've got a client. We'll call him a client. We'll create a new Slack for him. We'll add the team members that are only working on their project. That way they're not coming in and communicating with people that, people that don't need to be weighed down with certain client projects and stuff in our internal Slack board. Don't get weighed down. I know that you can set privacy settings and public settings on things and kind of lock them down and stuff, but I find it easier if we just fire up a new instance of Slack, throw all the team members in that instance of Slack. Everything is kept in one entire Slack instead of having to go sift through a channel or private messages. When we're finished with the project, we kill the Slack. No big deal. All their content is not going towards our paid model, because if you're on the free version, 10,000 words, everything starts getting auto-archived and stuff, and you can't really go back and do the kind of research that you want to do if a client comes back from you a year later. If they come back a year later and you've got 10 billion messages because you've worked with 100 clients in your internal Slack, it's different. Where if you have that one instance set up that you've already created, odds are you're probably not going to have hit Slack's stuff for the free version and whatnot to go to the next one. So that's just kind of my take on it and stuff.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's a really good process. I might adopt that for sure. I found a meme that I had seen before, and I was trying to find it while we were talking here, and I just found it in reference to the having them in your project management tool, and they can kind of see all the details, and it kind of brings up the whole can of worms of the backseat driver or the over the shoulder designer. And we'll post a link in the show notes to an article that shows the image where it's basically a price list where this designer jokingly laid out his prices. I design everything, $100. I design you watch, $200. I design you advise, $300. I design, you help, $500. You design, I help, $800. You design, I advise, $1,300. You design, I watch, $2,100. And then finally, you design everything, $3,400. Because there's those clients that they want to get too involved in the process. And they're not the expert. They don't have the experience. They don't know, you know, what looks good on a website and why. You know, that's you, the designer's job. And so keeping them away from your project management can help avoid that from happening.
Great points. And I absolutely love that meme, Tim. Yeah. All right. We've got another great episode for you tomorrow. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.